We've been in American Samoa for the last couple of days, just tidying up some of the requirements at this end. The primary approvals from the US FAA and the DOT are in place. So it's looking, it's pretty good. As you know, there's a day difference between American Samoa and Samoa. So in where I am at the moment, it's a Sunday. And in about 2 hours' time, we'll be back over in Samoa, where, of course, it's a bustling Monday.
Now, in terms of the flights that you're going to be offering, is this something that is based on demand? Is there a real call for these additional flights?
No, it's a scheduled service. What we've done in Samoa is extended the domestic capability. There was no domestic operation until Samoa Air came into being last year. So we operate now to all four of the ports in Samoa, and the main extension is to the big island, Savai'i, and then we always plan to connect Savai'i in Samoa to Tuila Island, which is where Pango International Airport is in American Samoa. This was a service that was provided many years ago, but the current airlines decided not to do it, but we always said that we would reintroduce that. And at the same time, we always plan to bring in the pay-by-weight system within a few months of starting. It was always a concept that we wanted to put into practice.
So tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, how is the pay-by-weight system being greeted by your passengers?
Well, it's a new concept, and I suppose people have always travelled on the basis of their seat. But as any airline operator knows, airplanes don't run on seats, they run on weight. And particularly the smaller the aircraft you're in, the less variance you can accept in terms of the differences in weights between passengers. International flights generally work on a standard weight, and then they're always reviewing that as depending on where they fly. If you're working through Southeast Asia, your average weight per passenger is obviously going to be much lower. And they try and standardise it on that basis. When you get into the Pacific, the standard weight is considerably higher, but it can be very diverse. You can have passengers who weigh 60, 70 kilos, and then there's others who are, you know, into the mid-150s. So you have to weigh people anyway. So we always, and I always was a proponent of the concept that. Ultimately, the fairest way of charging a price was by weight, because it's weight that you carry. It's the people who have been most pleasantly surprised are families, because we don't charge on the seat requirement, even though a child is required to have a seat. We just weigh them. So a family of maybe two adults and a couple of mid-sized kids and younger children can travel at considerably less than what they were being charged before. They were the first ones, but people generally now are becoming much more weight conscious, and it's and of course that's a health issue in some areas as well. So it's just raised the awareness of weight, and particularly how important it is when you travel. And so we have a flat fee per sector, which is based on the sector length. And people can book online, they can add their baggage, and their baggage, of course, will always travel with them.
Are you thinking that what you're doing, when I guess it is, to a large part, you need to do this because you're operating smaller aircraft, and as you say, they're perhaps more weight-sensitive, if I can put it that way. But, I mean, could you see this policy spreading to the other international airlines? Because they are, it seems to me, getting more and more conscious about weight, more to do with luggage than people at the moment. But
yeah, look... there's no doubt in my mind that this is the concept of the future, because anybody who travels has travelled at times where they feel that they've been paying for half of the passenger that's sitting next to them, and there are a lot of issues that are coming into play here. You know, the standard width of the seat, the standard pitch between seats is all changing as the need is. People are generally a little bit bigger, wider, and taller than they probably were in the 40, 50 years ago. So I think it's an area of where the industry is probably going to start looking at this. The concept that you can put so many seats into an aircraft and put so many people in has stalled out. we always weigh our the mass that's on an aircraft, and that always has to pay for the transportation. So it doesn't matter whether you're carrying freight or whether you're carrying people. So we've amalgamated the two and worked out a figure per kilo. So we are going to transfer, and we're going to bring that concept into larger aircraft as we maybe get into mid-sized turboprops or we get into international services. I'm convinced that that's where we should go. And it's obviously created a lot of interest, but it's a concept that once you think about it, it's almost self-evident. It tells you this is the fairest way of you travelling with your family or yourself. You can put your baggage on. There's no separate fees because of excess baggage or anything like that. It's just a kilo is a kilo is a kilo, and that's our body line.